protests there in London. Femi?
Thanks, John. Tomorrow is the G20 meeting. Today, President Barack Obama and the Chinese President Hu Jintao meet for the very first time. Now, joining us on the line, Bill Emmett. He's the former editor of The Economist and also the author of Rivals, How the Power Struggle Between China, India and Japan Will Shape Our Next Decade. Hi there, Bill. How do you think the U.S. should respond to China's increasingly aggressive stance?
Well, I think that China is being aggressive because it feels a bit confident. Its economy is in trouble, but it's in less trouble than the U.S. or many of the European economies. Also, it feels that America's weak, that, it's got a new president, but it's in a weak and vulnerable position. So China's got a chance to take some opportunities here. But it's not so strong that it wants to actually take over leadership. So I think the U.S. can respond respectfully, say it's willing to discuss China's requests, its proposals, its initiatives, but still stand firm and still be confident.
What do you think might possibly come out of today's meeting?
I think that out of today's meeting will, I hope, be a sort of a declaration of harmony, first. Secondly, a promise not to be protectionist against each other, not to restrict world trade, which is already collapsing. We don't need any barriers, particularly against Chinese exports or vice versa. And thirdly, I think an agreement to stay in close touch about economic stimulus programs later in the year, which is going to be the crucial time. We'll see then whether the great big U.S. stimulus package is actually working. We'll also see what's happening in China and whether there's a need for another stimulus there. What we most want is agreement between the U.S. and China about how the stimulus should happen and when. And the crucial time for that's going to be later in this year, when we really see how bad this recession is proving to be.
Well, Bill, certainly all the other world leaders are going to be watching this meeting because they're as interested in the outcome as anyone else in the world. It seems to me it's very, very clear that the U.S. needs China to lend money and to finance the various sort of stimulus programs that Barack Obama wants to finance here in Washington. But it's also the case that China wants U.S. exports or U.S. consumer demand to buy its exports. But China also has another demand, which the U.S. maybe isn't interested in, and that is getting perhaps away from the dollar as a reserve currency, suggesting this global currency idea that was floated a few days ago. What's the chance that that will come up either privately or publicly?
I think that that's unlikely to come up privately because, if I may put it this way, it's got about a snowball's chance in hell of actually happening. And so I don't think it's going to come up privately. It may be mentioned publicly by the Chinese because they are using this proposal to divert attention from issues like China's currency manipulation, its own huge trade surplus, and the fact that its currency is fixed and not able to float convertibly on world markets. And China wants to divert attention from that and point all the blame at the U.S. and at the dollar. So publicly, they may waive this proposal, but privately, it has no hope of getting anywhere, so I don't think they're going to waste time on it.
Bill, thank you very much for joining us. Bill Emmett is the former editor of The Economist. Thanks very much. And, of course, this morning we are asking you to give us your placard suggestions to put on the placards out at the G20 protests. Call us 1-877-8-MY-TAKE.
And Barack Obama will also be meeting with Dmitry Medvedev, in addition to Gordon Brown, which was just earlier this morning.
And Queen Elizabeth II.
Yes, indeed.